I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Good morning. We are the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game at 7:23. I am Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, Dylan's hanging out behind the glass. We will go in the huddle in a moment, but first I'm going to do my very best Greg Street impression because I've got a casting call, y'all. Got a casting call. Yeah. If you are a Falcons fan, Fox is looking for you right now. They want to pay you $250 a day to be a Falcons fan.
Okay. Where do I sign up?
Projectcasting.com. They're looking for high-energy Falcons fans, people who can cheer, celebrate, and bring real stadium excitement, fans of all backgrounds, jerseys, face paint, team gear encouraged. $250 a day.
I'm trying to think. Okay, so if it's $250 a day, how many hours would you guys say that would be your limit for $250 a day?
Have you ever worked on a movie?
Like, no. I know both of you guys probably have.
Yeah.
And I have as well.
Yeah, Dylan has too.
It's a bit much.
Yeah, it is.
Remember the Titans was filmed at my high school. Some of the football scenes. I know they filmed it. They filmed some at Pawling County. They filmed some, I think, some of the actual school scenes at like Sprayberry or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember literally getting out of school one day at, like, I think you got out at, 3:20 or something, and went right and was there until, like, 5 a.m. the next morning. Like, and I got paid $100.
Yeah. And that's my thought, because I've always heard stories like that about people that I randomly know a lot of people that have been movie extras and done stuff in the background, and they all say the same thing. The day's way too long.
The days are definitely way too long, but in my past experiences, I've had it to where if you go over 8 hours, you start getting overtime as well. But usually the wage is obviously lower. If it's a higher wage, and you know, they usually don't kick that
That's
in.
That's crazy, dude.
But yeah.
I would for $250.
I don't know. My time is more valuable.
I'm maxing out at eight for $250. I'm calling it.
I spend a lot of time Falcons oriented on my life. I don't think for $250, I can justify it one more. I don't think.
$250 found dollars, though. I don't know. For one day?
For one day. And if you're a fan, it could pay off. So if you are interested, projectcasting.com.
That's interesting.
You could get discovered.
That's crazy.
You could get discovered.
You have that face.
Well, and the thing is, if you do get into films and stuff and you start getting little roles here and there, I mean, the pay is phenomenal for the amount of work you do. Like, I've done lines for movies and gotten paid for them. Now, I've never made it into a movie. I always get cut. But
I know a guy that does this. Like, I know him personally. And he lives in California.
Yeah.
And I think he went to Minnesota, but he lives in California. And this is what he does. And he pops up in the most random locations.
Yeah.
It's crazy because you'll be watching, like, Cold Case Files. And they do the reenactment. And he's, like, laying in the bed asleep. And then you'll, like 3 weeks later, you'll turn something on. It's, like, a war reenactment. And he's, like, a Viking. And you're like, man, like, that's, like, look at this guy.
Man.
Hockey player. Like, he's all over the place.
Did you guys see the beanie bubble on, I think it was on Apple with Zach Galifianakis?
No, I did not see that.
Beanie Babies, like, explosion.
Oh.
So I was like a morning show personality on that movie. Like someone was just in the car. And you're like, no, but I got cut. They had to rewrite it, and they got someone else. They probably were just like, dude, we need to redo this line. Can you go cut this real quick?
Oh, that sucks.
Oh, I know. When you're watching it, you're like, here comes my line. This is the scene.
But that's so bad because the credits would have said Allie Mack as herself.
Yeah, you need to get an IMDb profile.
I know. Well, I was offered like a SAG-AFTRA card after that, and I'm like, but I'm not in the movie.
Yeah. That'd have been cool.
It would have been. We'll see. You know, you never know what the future could hold.
There are two types of people in this world. It's those that make the film and those that are laying on the editing room floor. Which one are you?
I was going to say, this is a good opportunity to remind people that Rusty's coming up at 8 because he's in a movie here recently, and he was talking about this whole thing.
So I cut a line for that movie, too, and I don't know if I'm in it or
not. Oh, no. You got to cut it.
I'm in it. Like, I'm saying I recorded a line for that movie, too.
Oh.
I don't know if I made it or not, though. I feel like someone would have emailed me if I did.
Yeah.
Probably. So that's another Beanie Bubble and signing Tony Raymond.
God.
Well, Sports Talk on the Game is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. So Ben Roethlisberger is saying the Steelers need to clean house. Let's take a listen to this.
I know it's being talked about around here a lot. Maybe it's time. Maybe it's a clean house time. Maybe it is. Maybe it's time. And I like Coach Tomlin. I have a lot of respect for Coach Tomlin. Maybe it's best for him, too.
Sure.
Maybe a fresh start for him is what's best. Whether that's in the pros, whether maybe go be Penn State's head coach. You know what he would do in Penn State? Dude. He'd probably go win national championships.
Okay, Ben. Calm down for a second. Just calm down.
Well, I think there's some truth to what he's saying. Steve Spurrier said this when he left Florida. He was like 11 years at one place is a long time, and sometimes most of the time it's long enough. I think it's a little bit different. I'm curious of where the disconnect has been with fixing the quarterback position, because Tomlin is not won a playoff game without Ben Roethlisberger. And so, because Mike was making this point, Mike Bell was making this point, and was like, hey, he thinks, Bell's theory, and it's his, I'm not checking, I'm just saying it, is that he thinks there's a disconnect at times with the drafting in Atlanta, with the GM and the coach, and and it goes back to Terry and Arthur, and maybe a little bit Terry and Raheem.
Yeah, and this is the same point Zen and I were making yesterday about you don't have a linear vision.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think some of that has to do with the fact that you keep changing coaches, too.
Yes, exactly.
But I said, well, if you think it's happening here and you think that they haven't done a good job in Pittsburgh with having a succession plan, then is that not evidence that maybe there's one in Pittsburgh as well? Because you can't tell me that Mike Tomlin doesn't know the importance of having a franchise quarterback, because I can tell you he does, all right? He's a good coach. So we're not alone and there's disconnect. So what do you do? Do you just go all the way through and say, you know what, Ben's right, let's go from GM down and do a reset that we really have never done in Pittsburgh? I mean, they've had, it was Chuck Knoll, the Chin,
yeah,
and then Tomlin,
yeah,
that's it. Bill Cowher, Tomlin, that's it. They had three coaches in like 50 years,
yeah,
60
and I don't know that reset's even the word. You know, we talk so much about marrying the run game to the passing game. We've talked about this before. They're having the same issues up there. They had an offense that was probably built to be more like the Rams, and Arthur Smith comes in and wants to do his stuff that goes side to side a little bit more. Aaron Rodgers can't do some of that stuff. You have a good back to be able to do it in Jalen Warren, but you also need an Algier-style guy as well. And, you know, it's interesting to watch how that offense has kind of molded with what they've been able to do in the run game and the pass game at times. And I know there's been some frustration with Arthur Smith up there as well. Not just the Eagles getting, you know, house being egged, Petrullo, but Pittsburgh dealing with the same situation with their OC at times this year.
Well, Shedeur Sanders and Jerry Jeudy are downplaying their sideline spat. Jerry said, yeah, that probably should have happened off camera.
What I would have done different, I probably just probably talked them off camera. That's probably what I would have done different. Of course, I'm going to speak my mind and tell me what and say what I need, what I see out there. You know, it what it is, football, man. Just me and Shedeur are good.
You know, it's stuff like that happens. You know, y'all gonna make it bigger than what it is, you know, because the media, you know, that's what y'all feed off of, negativity, you know, but it is what it is. This is the life we live. So, you know, we move on from it. And I live a real life, you know, so what happened around in this locker room, this real, not what's going on social media and everything. So, me and your dog good, everything good, man. We great over here.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I want to have his back on half of this. I do believe they're good. They're fine. I don't know. The video of the interaction, it reminded me of, like, you ever, and I'm sure Bo's been a part of these. You go golfing with a buddy and you're both very passionate about a topic that's not golf related. Mm-hmm. Say we were talking about, let's just say that me and Bo were golfing with a group and I was like, man, you know, really Joey Logano is just a new version of Dale Earnhardt Sr. And then we start, no, that's not true. That's not true. Like, that's exactly what
Why
I looked at.
Is that the example you had to use? Because you knew, you know, you've started fights with me on that before.
I know, and that's my point. They look like two guys who are arguing over something they're very passionate about, but it didn't, I don't think it ever came to a level that got disrespectful in mm-hmm. their interaction. I think there's a lot of truth to what Jerry's saying with that one. He's slicing the chat. He's like, media just feeds off negativity. No, they all feed off of trying to figure out what's wrong with the freaking Cleveland Browns over the last 25, 30 years or forever for that matter. So I'm like, they missed me with that. They're all trying to diagnose why y'all guys can't win football games.
Well, it's bigger. It's the sideshow that has become this whole Shador Sanders thing where you've got reporters who at one point in time were just newsbreakers, and now they're trying to diagnose things to swing it every play in the favor of Shador Sanders.
You mean that there was a reporter that used to be a reporter that is now trying to be an analyst?
Analyst? Yeah, she is, and it's funny because she only breaks down Shador Sanders' plays, so it's very interesting to me, but I'll digress. The reality of it is that that's part of it. It happens everywhere, but because the cameras, there is no off camera on the field with Shador Sanders there because he has become a story, whether it's because, you know, whatever it is, and there's people on both sides that have, he is literally like a politician. That's the way he's viewed. It's either you love him or you hate him, and there is no
in between.
There's if you're in between, both sides are throwing hate at you. So you almost can't be in between. And that's the problem with it. The media doesn't feed on negativity as much as drama. Whether you think that's negativity or not, that's what it is, but it's a story. You can't yell at your first, second game starting quarterback, if that you know, maybe be a little bit softer as a veteran. Maybe, I don't know, but I will say this, in Jerry Jeudy's defense, he didn't quit on that route. He got overthrown.
Fair enough.
And I'm in the middle.
Fair enough.
Well, coming up, it is championship weekend. We'll preview those games, and we've got them mic'd up.
Yeah, Marty Smith went on Pat McAfee yesterday, and he compared his situation around Lane Kiffin to a certain item from a grocery store. I'll tell you what it was.
That's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.